Hey, maybe you heard about the social media account. It's a parody account, Chicago Party Ant. Local favorite. I've been following it for a while, and it makes you laugh. Quintessentially Chicago, a totally fictional person, and the account formerly run by a person who wanted to remain completely anonymous. Well, you just landed a new Netflix show, which is pretty cool. I want to talk about what Chicago Party Ant is all about with the no longer anonymous Chris Witoski. How are you, Chris? Thanks for calling in and congrats.
I'm doing good. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, I love it. This is perfect. I mean, my gosh, the voice. I should probably let's. How do you describe Chicago Party Ant? She gives me a chuckle every single day. I'd say she's sort of raunchy. She's boozy. I picture her middle aged. The Tribune says she never turns down anything resembling a good time. She's full of sass and a whole lot of old style. What do you think, Chris?
She is definitely all of that. I would describe her as the kind of ultimate quintessential Chicago broad. Everybody knows a Chicago party aunt. She's based on a couple of my actual aunts. I also used to work at Mike Ditka's restaurant for 5 years.
Perfect.
And I saw a whole lot of Chicago party ants come through that place.
I love it. I know you're a Second City alum, and you know you have a wonderful sense of humor. I like this post. Was this today? Hey, Walter E. Smith brothers, I'm looking for a casting couch. You got one big enough for the four of us? I mean, it's great. She's just perfect. And all the stuff she talks about, Malort and the women's restroom at the Carson's Ribs on East Superior is out of order, FYI. It's just all the stuff we love about Chicago, and you're right. Every one of us knows somebody just like this, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
How did you get the attention of Netflix to notice what you're doing?
So I started this Twitter account back in 2016, and I started it just for fun, just as a kind of creative outlet. I was living in Chicago for many years, but then I moved out to L.A., there's a lot of downtime in LA. There's a lot of sitting around waiting for your next audition. So I started this just for fun, and then it kind of started to grow. And I was onto something when Stephen Colbert was retweeting it. And so then I thought, you know, this might be a good TV show, a good animated show. So I put together a group of other great Chicagoans and guys who are, you know how to write television, like my friend Ike Barinholtz and his brother John. We kind of put together a pitch and took it out, and Netflix, we pitched it to Netflix and they wanted it, and now there's 16 episodes. So.
How about that? How did they understand it? Because LA people don't always understand Chicago stuff. I wondered, was there a Chicagoan in the room who said, this is great?
There was a Chicagoan in the room. The woman who bought it, her name is Elizabeth Porter, and she spent many years in Chicago kind of hanging out around the improv scene. And so she totally got it. And so we were fortunate that Elizabeth had some Chicago experience. Yes.
I love that. Now, Chicago Party Ant has been tweeting out to Tom Skilling, to say, hey, pick up my phone calls. Has Tom Skilling picked up the phone calls yet? I love her. She loves Tom Skilling.
She loves Tom Skilling. She has an ongoing affair with Tom Skilling. I'm not sure if he knows about it or not.
He does. He does. I have confirmation of that, and I'll ask him. He's on the show every week. But I heard he was told he didn't know about Chicago Party Ant, but then since the Netflix show and the big deal, he found out about her.
Gosh, this is a dream come true. You know, I mean, everybody loves Tom Skilling. I mean, he is the most lovable, sweetest man on the planet. And so the fact that this raunchy broad is like in love with him and constantly saying like, hey, you left your underwear at my place last night.
Chris, let me ask you this. I got to ask you this because for so long you didn't want to be known. You didn't want to be identified. And even Chicago Magazine did a whole interview with you about Chicago Party Ant. But the agreement was that they couldn't say who you were. Why did you decide to do it so anonymously for so long?
It was just fun doing it anonymous. I think that if people knew that, you know, that I was doing it, I think it would take some of the fun out of it. And so It was really cool to have nobody know that it was me for so long. But then after 5 years, I was like, well, I should also get some credit for this, you know?
Right.
And it could help my career. So now here we are, you know, unmasking. So
I like it. I like that you're unmasked. It's super exciting that you get to have a Netflix series. I know it'll be a huge hit in Chicago because it just makes you laugh. I'm looking here. Fighting for my dibs really keeps my blood pumping. Just yesterday, I cut a lady's brake lines for moving my street ironing board. And, you know, you talk about the jewels and all the things about Chicago. Are you back much, Chris, in order to get some new material, or how does that work?
I try to get back, you know, at least once a year. I'm coming in August for a wedding, and I'm going to spend some time in the city. And hopefully, I think I might be thrown out a first pitch at the Cubs game.
Nice.
So that'll be very cool. But when we all sat down to write this show, the first thing we said was we want it to be a love letter to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we obviously want it to be universal. It's going to be streaming in, you know, 190 countries. So we have to make it universal so everyone can appreciate it. But there are a ton of Chicago Easter eggs throughout the show.
I
think we did a good job achieving that. Yeah.
Now, it's an animated series. So I wonder, will you have an animated character for Tom Skilling? Have you decided that yet?
So, well, all the episodes are done already. We've already got 16 in the can. And it's a bit of a secret, but I will say there's a good chance.
Ooh. Oh, that's great intel. Can we not say anything? Are we supposed to keep this hush-hush and not tell Skilling?
I mean, you can kind of keep it, you know, keep it under wraps a little bit, but listen, it all comes out on September 17th, so it's just a month away, and all the secrets will be revealed.
All right, well, we'll be downloading our Netflix, and it's called Chicago Party Ant. That's what you're calling it?
It's called Chicago Party Ant. They're releasing the first 8 episodes, and then there's another 8 that will follow it up. And it's definitely for adults. You know, it's
right.
Even though it's a cartoon, it's probably rated PG-13 or maybe even R in some episodes, because you have to stay true to Diane Dombrowski, you know.
That's her name. And we'll be watching. I'm so excited about this, Chris. Congratulations. And to all your friends, too, from Second City, who are collaborating with you. It's really huge. I think it could be a huge success, and I hope it is.
Well, I really appreciate that, and thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, Chris. Keep in touch. That's Chris Witaski. He is the guy, finally come out into the forefront after he's been feeding this Twitter account, this parody account, Chicago Party Ant, for a couple years there. He's got a new Netflix show. We'll have to check it out.